From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club with another Redfest 26 update. Have you got your table booked? With only 6 days to Redfest, you need to get in quick to book a table or two. So go to the website redfest.org and book that table so you don't miss out. There is plenty to enjoy at Redfest, especially for the ladies. Pick up a gift for Mother's Day, as there are plenty of tables with quilting, candles, jams and jewellery on offer. So remember to bring the whole family and make it a day out for everyone to enjoy. Remember, our major prize this year is the ICOM 7300 Mark II transceiver. You could also win a Zygu X6200 or an Anytone AT-D90UV, plus many more great prizes on offer. So don't forget to grab your tickets. QSL Comms and Elite Communications will be at Redfest. Mad Dog Coils, VK Direct, Radio and more, and Garage Art will also be there. And not to forget, ICOM Australia, Alara, and the WIA QSL Bureau. So remember to come and collect your QSL cards. There will also be heaps of pre-loved equipment, so grab a bargain. Keep an eye out for the club's famous bacon and egg rolls and have a coffee with friends from the coffee van. We are having some great technical presentations this year at Redfest. Peter, VK3TMP from FreeDV, will be presenting a technical background to software as well as a practical advice about digital communications on HF bands. Glenn, VK4NGA, will be giving a great presentation on how to use digital nodes with a practical demonstration. ICOM Australia will be presenting a talk about their latest developments in amateur radio. Peter, VK4EA, our WIA director, will be talking about D-Star repeater functionality, as well as updating us all on the WIA. So heaps going on at Redfest. So go to the website redfest.org for more information on all the tech talks and times. Put the date in your calendar, Saturday the 11th of April at the Deception Bay North State School, 33 to 49 Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Doors open at 9 a.m. See you all at Redfest.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hi there for Sunday the 5th of April, and best wishes from the Darling Downs Radio Club if you're celebrating Easter, Passover, or just a long, long, long weekend. I'm Secretary of the Club, John, VK4JPM. Some important updates this week. Our next club member meeting has had a change of date thanks to some unforeseeable circumstances. It's now on Monday the 20th of April. That's just a few days before Anzac Day. We'll remind you several times closer so you don't forget, but please change the date in your diary now. Monday the 20th of April at the Scout Hall in Newtown, and all the details on the meeting are on the website. Next weekend, we're at Redfest on Saturday the 11th of April, and we'll have a club table. If you're making the pilgrimage, come and say hi. We love meeting people in person, and we love finding out what you think. If you have gear that you'd like us to sell on your behalf, you have until the end of Sunday, that's probably today, to let us know so that we can mutually arrange to get it on our trailer for transport. Drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au if you'd like to reserve a spot. The next club lunch has also been held over so that it doesn't clash with Redfest. We're going to catch up on Sunday the 26th of April, and the venue might have been posted on the website by the time you hear this. We're just waiting to confirm the space. As always, 11:30 for a 12 o'clock start. We're looking for candidates for foundation licensing or for upgrades to standard or advanced licenses. We can help you with study guides and material, and the assessment process is no charge because it's good for our hobby. The club has 4 licensed assessors, and did you know that potentially you can arrange to do the assessment remotely? So if you can't get to Toowoomba or wherever we happen to be, we can virtually come to you. For more info or to book a time, email to education@ddrci.org.au. This coming week is week 15 in the calendar, and the corresponding ham challenge is build your own radio and make a QSO with it. One day I'll dust off the Heathkit QRP Morse transceiver that I built in 1981, but you have other choices now. For instance, check out what you find if you search on Raspberry Pi transmitter. Who knew that a GPIO pin could be so useful? We're really interested to know how you go with the ham challenge, so why not drop us a line so that we can give you a shout-out. Secretary@ddrci is a good email, or you can try the contact page from the website. So don't forget, member meeting is now Monday the 20th of April, and lunch is on Sunday the 26th of April. Until next week, thanks for joining us. I'm John, VK4JPM 73s.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.